really like the way that the guys have been working. I think it's very competitive through the first half of the OTAs. There's some positions that are more competitive than others. With the offensive line, I really like the competition that that we have there. There's some young guys that have really learned our scheme that we feel like are going to be able to contribute and help us. So those are probably the two biggest highlights.
You get Roddy back out here this week?
Yeah, Roddy's here this week. It's great to have Roddy here. I think we all know what Roddy means to this football team. He's a playmaker. He's the mentor for a lot of these for these young guys. So it's good to have Roddy here.
With Mike Johnson moving from guard where he was drafted to playing some tackle, what adjustments does he have to make as maybe kind of a smaller guy for that position?
Well, John, it is different. You're not in a box when you're playing the tackle position. But Mike has been cross-trained since he's been here to play guard and tackle. As you know, when you're the sixth or seventh or eighth offensive lineman, you got to be able to play multiple positions. And he's competing right now at the tackle and the guard position with Lamar Holmes at the tackle position, and with Garrett Reynolds at the guard position. So it is different. You're going to face different types of players for the most part. There's more Greyhound rush teams. When I say Greyhound rush teams, it will put defensive ends and try to get a mismatch. But you do have help, or more help, when you're inside.
Mike, you mentioned Roddy and his presence out here and what he means to that receiving core. Considering what he and Julio and Harry did last year, how much better can they become?
Oh, gosh. I think they can continue to get better. The guy that's distributing the ball is going to be better. Julio's going to be a more polished player. Harry continues to mature. And, of course, what Roddy's done has got a long track record. I still think they haven't reached their ceiling. I think it gives us an opportunity to distribute the ball in a number of different places.
Halfway through, what are you liking from Steven Jackson?
Oh, gosh. The thing I like about Steven Jackson is Steven's not just a running back. He's a receiving back as well. So he gives us a lot of flexibility in our personnel groupings in terms of whether we're putting out a run or a pass grouping. They're not going to be able to tell. He's not just a running back. He's a receiving back as well.
Do you think last year maybe defenses didn't have to worry about that back receiving the ball as much?
I think that Steven has a track record that speaks for itself in terms that he had 90 catches, so it's going to be something that they're going to have to concern themselves with their game planning. We had a lot more personnel groupings. I think we'll be able to do some things and not have to change the personnel and be able to do multiple things, which I think will help our team.
Mike, you guys promoted Coach Rubisky this past week. Can you just speak to what his experience means, not just to the receiving unit, but to the team as a whole?
Terry's a former player, had a long career in the NFL, and he's been coaching forever. He's a great resource for me. He's been in the role as assistant head coach and as a head coach, and I think it's important. I think if you look through our history since we've been here, we want to have coaches, and I'd like to have coaches that have sat in the head coaching chair. I think it's important to be able to go in and bounce things off, and Terry's one of those guys that I can go to on a number of subjects, not just X's and O's, but dealing with players, dealing with the different situations. Terry's seen it all.
Mike, when you have talent entire roster, that was the goal when you guys first came in competition, job and talent, and also expand your offensive playbook defensively, you can do more and different things. Is that sort of what the goal has been, and do you think this is the group that best sort of epitomizes what the goal was initially?
Yeah, I think as a coach you always want to try to put your guys in positions to be successful. And the more flexibility that we have with the skill sets of our players, it's going to give us an opportunity to do a whole lot of different things. And I think each year through this process of building this team, Thomas and his staff have provided us with the players that we need. And we're going to continue, to get better. I don't anticipate taking a step back. I like the way our guys work. We're a mature football team. We've been around together for a number of years now, and we've got a great core group of leaders in our locker room.